Vermont Governor Phil Scott presented his first budget address to the Vermont legislature on Tuesday. He offered a balanced budget with level funding and a number of policy changes targeting the state's education fund. Reaction to his plan is mixed. Governor Scott expanded on initiatives he laid out in his inaugural address on January 5th, focusing on a vision of economic growth through enhanced educational opportunities.
We face a significant budget gap. It will require some hard choices. The framework I've established in this budget is necessary to put us on a more sustainable path.
Scott reported that his proposed budget does not increase taxes or fees, nor make program cuts for Vermonters in need, and it matches base spending with base revenues. The Republican targeted education spending, saying it needs to break away from an antiquated system.
We can no longer afford to allow so much of the nearly $19,000 we spend for each K-12 student to be diverted away from the child and toward empty spaces and overhead costs. This structural inefficiency also leaves too little of our $1.6 billion education commitment for investments in early care, higher education, and trade training.
Scott plans a realignment of education spending, including increasing early care and pre-K by $9.6 million. He is proposing a grant program to support coding camps to boost STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math education. The proposed budget also includes a base increase of $4 million to the Vermont State Colleges. He is requesting an annual increase of $1 million to the University of Vermont and VSAC, the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation. Scott also wants $500,000 to fund scholarships for Vermont National Guard members to attend Vermont colleges. The governor said spending must be tightly managed as education programs are aligned.
I'm proposing two savings measures. These measures will keep property taxes level for the first time in years. First, I'm proposing parity in what teachers and state employees contribute toward the cost of their health care. Second, I'm asking school districts to level fund. I'm not asking school districts for anything more than what I've asked from state government.
The Vermont NEA gives the governor's education plans an incomplete grade, according to spokesman Darren Allen.
We find the governor's commitment to an education system that will become the best in the country refreshing. We also believe that his ideas to expand access to early childhood care and education and starting down the path of correcting our woeful underfunding of our public colleges and universities, all very good things. Where the incomplete comes from and where our fears are coming from is his plans for our local public schools, calling for freezes in tax rates, freezes in budgets. You can't have the best education system in the country while you're slashing the resources dedicated to our state's kids.
Vermont Public Interest Research Group Executive Director Paul Burns says the education realignment is the most controversial, but there are other elements of concern throughout the budget plan.
He suggests that he is committed to cleaning up the state's waterways, but then opposes a plan to provide long-term funding for that. And then on clean energy, of course, he expresses support for the state's long-term goal of getting 90% of our energy from renewable resources by the year 2050, but he opposes wind development in the state. So there are a number of contradictions in the speech. I think he's going to have a tough time moving forward with some of these initiatives.
Audio from Governor Scott's budget address is courtesy of the live Statehouse web stream provided by Vermont Public Radio. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.